Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Verse number 11, I love these next two words. I wrote a note here, but Christ. You know, those two words changes everything. Changes everything. Went from the old covenant to the new covenant, but Christ. I wrote five things of difference because it's making that change now from the old covenant to the new covenant. Paul's getting that in their minds. Five differences between the old tabernacle and the new tabernacle. The old covenant, the old tabernacle, was on earth. The new one's in heaven. The first one was made by men, the old covenant. The new tabernacle, new covenant, is made by God. Remember, with the rib, not made by the hands of man. The old covenant, or the tabernacle, he uses these words interchangeably in the book of Hebrews. So when he talks about the covenant, he's talking about that tabernacle. Okay? It was a type of shadow of things to come. It pointed to Christ. We talked about that. Remember, everything in that tabernacle spoke of Christ. The light, the table of showbread, the laver, the washing of the word, the Ark of the Covenant, everything. You know, we already had that study. It was a type pointing to Christ, the old covenant. The new covenant, it was the anti-type. In other words, it's the real thing. The third difference, the old covenant, it was inaccessible to the people. The people could not go in. They were prohibited to go in. But under the new covenant, it's accessible to all. We're all able to be able to enter to that throne of grace. The old covenant, the tabernacle, it was temporary. The new covenant is eternal because Jesus is. And number five, we just talked about this. In the old covenant or the tabernacle, it was unable to change the hearts of the people. But the new covenant is able to change the hearts of the people. What a vast difference between the old. I shared this with somebody just this past week, and I don't want to lose the thought of this, but about changing the hearts of people. I believe that verse. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Now, just a point, and I'm going to move on, because somebody asked me going out the door last Sunday morning about, I touched on the subject about homosexuals and these other awful things, transsexuals. I believe that they can be saved. There's a lot of people argue with me about, I mean, don't argue with me. They don't argue with me no more. I'm hard-headed, I guess. I just know what the Bible says. As were some of you, okay? But now you're washed and you're cleansed, okay? And somebody, they're in here this morning. I won't point them out, but they're this. And they said, you said that a homosexual would be saved. Will they stay that way? And I said, absolutely not. You cannot be a homosexual and confess that you're a believer in Christ and still live that same lifestyle. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All old things have passed away. Behold, all things are becoming new. Now, I did tell that person as they were leaving, one of two things going to happen. Number one, either they were never saved to begin with. A lot of people make a profession of faith, but they don't possess Christ. The other thing, if they stay that way, God will thump them in their head. You know what I mean? He'll kill them. Because that lifestyle is an abomination. That's a whole another picture that I don't want to get into. But still, the new covenant will change the hearts of people. They're no longer like they used to be. Now, drug addicts, alcoholics, other people who had that sin, and you can just name it, and we always pick on certain groups of people. Whoever it is, people who watch pornography, whatever it is, you put them in this category of sinners. They get saved. Do you know they still have that? They still have the flesh, and they fight with that, and they still have, most of them still have that draw. The flesh, Boy, if I could just have another cigarette or another drink or whatever it is. I'm not losing any of y'all, am I? Okay. They still have that sinful flesh, and the thought is still there. Many times, I got to leave it alone because I'm going to get deeper and deeper, and this is not even part of my lesson, and this is going out over the radio and on. I'm going to get all kinds of letters now. Call me a heretic, you know? I just know God can save anybody, anywhere, at any time. God's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. What is all and who is any? That covers the whole spectrum of mankind. However, also understand when he's saved, boy, there's some changes that are being made in their life. And at the same time, they still, and by the way, and I've got to move on. Is anybody in here perfect yet? Please don't raise your hand. Don't we tend to look down our nose at other people and look at their sins? But ours, well, we're. But others, well, that rat. The difference is this new covenant, God changes people's lives. Anyway, let me move on before I get nasty cards and letters. But Christ, those two words change everything, verse number 11. And then talks about of good things to come. It literally means good things that have come to pass. He's not talking about just the future and the Greek language. And again, I'm not a Greek, but it's talking about even present. Ain't God good to us? I mean, just what God has done for us being in his family. When it talks about that shall come to pass, he's not talking somewhere in eternity. He's talking about here and now. Of course, he's talking about eternity, but also presently, these good things God has done for us. He's brought them to pass. And I don't want to get off on this, run a rabbit on this one again. But, man, some of the things God has wrought miracles in our life, whether it's healings or enable physically, mentally. Don't raise your hand. Anybody in here struggle with mental problems? Preacher, you too. Yes, all the time, because I have to deal with you. Just kidding, you know. But anyway, he delivers you from physical problems, mental problems, financial problems, bad habits, whatever. We have a great God. And that's what it's talking about, of good things to come. And I love this. By verse number 11, by a greater or more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building. It's greater. And in old country language, it's gooder and gooder. It's better and better. It just can't get any better than that. It's perfect. Then verse number 12. Before I read it, I wrote this note. I believe that this verse proves that Christ took his own literal blood to heaven. Here's the verse. Neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, Jesus' own blood there on Calvary. He entered in once to the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. When did Christ offer his blood in the holy place? I take it very literally, in heaven. I believe there's a mercy seat up in heaven. Remember, we talked about this when he opened the doors of heaven. He told Moses, I want you to build an exact model. What you see here, I want you to build down here. So obviously there's a mercy seat up in heaven. And Jesus said, when he died, and he said, it is finished. Into thy hands I commend my spirit. And the Bible says he bowed his head and died. He gave up the ghost. No man took his life. He gave it freely. Jesus was not martyred. He was not murdered. Matter of fact, it came out on the news. Some of these famous guys got in trouble because he posted something about this pastor. Did y'all see that? He had to retract it about how the Jews murdered Jesus. And then he got a bunch of feedback. Some famous guy, I don't know who he is, just came across the news flash. Anyway, he had to apologize for it. He didn't mean that. Listen, the Jews didn't murder Jesus. The Romans didn't murder Jesus. He freely gave his life.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.